Genie time. Welcome to Happy Hour. Yes, we are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City. And we're actually like almost like on time for this thing for the first time ever. Like we weren't scrambling to put things together. Like
it only took like 2 weeks. I mean, 2 years of doing this now. It's like clockwork.
I know, right? Well, this is our third year, isn't it?
Third year, yeah.
Crazy to think about that we've been doing this long. And we finally got our you-know-what together and got this thing set up. Like, the only thing we're missing is the Solid State Radio banner. But you'll figure it out. Like,
well, we got all week. We're going to be here tonight, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so some people
Schwabo's going to be here Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, so we've got time to get settled in.
And we will, certainly.
We'll have, like, a campsite. We'll have a little hibachi grill going on here. Maybe we'll have a kegerator, you know.
Right. I mean, we have enough room. I mean, we started like at the far north end of the merchant building here, the big blue building.
And they knew for previous years they put those guys at the end.
And we walked in today and saw how empty this thing was and how there was no one anywhere near us. So we just kind of picked up the table and started moving further and further up front.
Yeah.
Like, by the end of this week, my goal is to be at the front entrance to this thing and not have anybody question it. And I feel like that's a goal that is well within reach for
just,
us.
Let's not try to compete with the guy that sells all the knives. I think we probably should stay away from them.
We probably should, because that's all I need is a knife just hits one of the poles behind me. Thank you. Yeah, that's the last thing I need in my life. But we also might get... get slingshotted by Gospel 1230.
Yeah,
so, I mean, all things are possible.
Look, yeah.
There really is. So I think that's why they put us down here by them, is because their hope is that they're going to keep us in line.
Yeah.
And then that inevitably fails every single time. We just, mostly what happens is we consolidate our powers for maybe not necessarily good.
When the radio powers activate.
We bring their night guy down to our level. So we'll be out here all weekend. It's going to be fun. Like I've got stuff to give away. We did bring out the Solid State Radio prize closet. We were able to set that thing up in the far back end of the building. So we've got gift certificates for local restaurants and businesses. I've got CDs and things from some of the bands that have graced us with their presence over the years.
Yep.
We'll be giving all that stuff away. I'm sure we'll be doing a lot of that, especially on Friday afternoon.
Yep, absolutely.
Playing tunes, maybe even if you have a request or something you'd like to hear, maybe we'll even play it. Stranger things have happened.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. Frame 42 coming in on Friday.
I say, you've got a live band coming in Friday night here.
Yep, they're not going to be performing, but they're going to be here.
Tell them to bring their guitars anyway. I don't care. We'll sneak them over up top. You won't be able to hear them over the monster trucks, but,
exactly.
we'll give it the old college try.
Blow their voice out trying to sing over monster trucks. It'd be our fault they can't do a tour.
Exactly.
Whoops.
Well, so we just blew out. We've never had a band blow out their vocal cords live on air before, but here we are.
First time for everything.
Yeah, it happens. You live, you learn, and you eventually you figure it out after about 25 rounds of trial and error.
It's live, laugh, learn right here on Happy Hour.
it really truly is. So much to do today. We do have a couple things I want to talk about from at least one thing in the world of sports.
Sure.
Actually, a couple, because we have Tigers stuff to discuss. We have some punishment coming down on your old buddy Jim Harbaugh we're going to have to talk about later on.
Oh, no.
And another round of what has kind of become a recurring theme on this show, the relationship between artists and fans and people who go to their shows.
There's more and more every week.
We have another one to add to the mix. So we'll do that coming up. Right now, how about some Greta Van Fleet? How's that ring everybody's bell here? It's Sacred the Thread. It's their newest, and it's right here on your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Gaslight Anthem, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. It's broadcast live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in lovely Imlay City.
Yeah, things are already starting to get busy on a Tuesday. Everybody's like, hey, it's a fair. I'm ready to get out of the house. Let's do this.
Yeah, everyone's clearly ready for this, to say the least of it. And hard to blame them. It is funny. I always say it always seems like this falls on the hottest week of the year every year, no matter what, and I feel like that's by design.
Well, I don't know. You're more on the weather than I am, and you got probably a weather break coming up here in a little bit. I'd be willing to bet you there's probably going to be some rain in our forecast.
I don't know if there's. I don't believe there's that much rain really expected for this week, but there's definitely a good chance of. There's a very good chance of it just ridiculously hot weather for the duration of this thing. It always kind of seems that's the way it goes, though.
I'll take it. What we've got here, then what I'm hearing about in Arizona and California.
You're talking like triple digits and whatnot?
There's a Disturbed canceled a show, flat out canceled a show because it was too hot. Not for the performers. They said it was hard on the equipment. Like amps were going to be overheating.
Oh, yeah. Can't have that.
I mean, it's like 116, but it's a dry. I don't care if it's dry heat. 116 is still 116.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why people are just fainting.
Right.
No, not me. Not those big festivals and outdoor gigs and everything else, nah.
Yeah, no, not so much. But you can come here and have just a great time and not deal with triple-digit temperatures. So
nope.
Today, it's $20 to get in. The grandstand event tonight, they've got the bull rodeo going on at 7 o'clock. So watch some people, you know, F around and find out.
I'm rooting for the bull.
I always seem to find myself rooting for the bull, too, because there's no reason to do this. Like, there's no reason for people to do this as poor bull. Like, I'm rooting for the bull to just send some people flying every time.
No, I'm sure the bull's like, yeah, give me the skinny one.
I'll get the most distance off of that one. Then Wednesday night, the Monster Truck event presented by Travis County Equipment. Monster Truck's always a good time. The Figure Eight Trailer Race, Thursday night, presented by Novak Supply and Equipment.
That's always my favorite. It's a Demolition Derby.
Exactly. Well, the Demolition Derby is on Saturday night, presented by Great Clips. Then Friday, the Bump and Run, presented by our neighbors down the street here at Coulter Real Estate. The Bump and Run's always a good time, too.
They just have like four or five different events, and they just name them different things. We got the Bump and Run. We got the trailer races. We got the Smash 'em Up. We got the...
Right. All basically just junk cars running into each other, but we love it.
It's like the progressive insurance extravaganza.
Right. Like, it's all basically the same thing, but who doesn't love watching, you know, junk vehicles just smashing into each other and destroying. I mean, that's just fun.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Junk vehicles, you know, something tells me that there's some dealerships in Davison that got some cars they could probably donate.
Right?
I want to see a 2019 Escalade.
In the Bump and Run, yes. I kind of do, too.
And there's Chet driving the brand-new 2023 Chevy Volt.
Sponsored by Todd Wenzel Buick Show.
Where's Todd Wenzel? He's in the beer tent.
Yep. He may have. They won the prize, and it's all going to fix a couple of those cars that got damaged in the hailstorm.
A couple? You mean all? They all got damaged.
Oh, you know it ain't gonna be enough to cover all of them, though.
No.
you're gonna have to enter a lot of bump and runs to make up for that. That's for sure.
Exactly.
But that's all going on out here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We're gonna be broadcasting live. Well, today. This guy and I are here till 6. Adam's doing a full hour of your normal local original music show sessions at 6.
Yep, it's going to be a good time.
And then on Friday, he'll be here from 7 to 8 with Frame 42. It's going to be a great time all the way around. Stop by and see us. We'll be doing giveaways and things like that as the week goes on. It's going to be...
And we're going to be giving away Frame 42. That's right. We're raffling off Frame 42.
The whole band?
They'll come and mow your lawn, wash your car. And play in your backyard. No.
Well, there you go.
They're listening to the radio.
We didn't agree to any of this.
Just roll with it.
Just go with it. Like it's more fun when you just go with it. Anyway, here's Fuel at your local alternative, South Sea Radio. Black Keys at your local alternative solid state radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, and we are broadcasting live, as we do every year, from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in lovely Imlay City. And joining us now, the party host, the man who makes this whole thing happen every year, our good friend of Solid State Radio, good friend of everybody, really, Ian Kemp. What's going on, man?
It is great to be here. Great to have you guys back again this year.
Thank you.
You know, we started out today. It was a great day. We had a packed fairgrounds this morning for the $10 day. We got the bull riders out there tonight. The bulls look incredibly mean again this year. I can't believe anybody gets on the back of those things. But we're rolling. The fair's up. The fair's going. We're going to go now through Saturday, and we're going to go hard and fast, and it's just a great family event.
It's not even 5 o'clock, and there's already a lot of people out here. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You know, the Fair Board works hard all year long to make this event happen. You know, I can't tell you, you know, how many potholes in the fairgrounds we fill in, and it's just a lot of work. But, you know, at the end of the year, it's immense, you know, appreciation by everybody, and it's really well worth it. There's two of my Fair Board members right now. They're working on a little electric issue for some of the people. They're always working. Those guys are the hardest working fair board anywhere.
Yeah, people don't realize just how much goes into this thing, not even just during the event, but like on a year-round basis, to pull all of this stuff off every year.
Well, you know what it is. I mean, my, you know, we've got the Sea Lion Splash back this year, which is always a crowd favorite. He's a good friend of mine. He comes here because he loves this fair. He left Iowa at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
Wow.
To drive here to be set up and ready to go for this fair. He's one of the top ground acts in the country. If you haven't seen the Sea Lions, it is a fantastic show. And we got all kinds of shows this year. You know, we've got the Sea Lion Splash. Right next to them is the Banana Derby. Have you seen the Banana Derby?
No, I have not. What is the Banana Derby?
The Banana Derby. Okay, you ready for this? It's monkeys racing on the back of dogs.
You're kidding me. It is a riot.
Oh, my God.
You got to watch the monkeys and the dogs.
That sounds amazing. When is this going down?
It happened. What? There's three. All of our ground acts all do three shows a day. And when you come into the fairgrounds, you're going to get a daily schedule. It's going to have all the shows, and you're going to run from one to the other because they're all great shows. Right next to them, we've got the Goat Island, which is kind of an interactive goat experience for the kids. Next to that, we've got the Great American Sideshow, which is a traditional, one of the only traditional 10-in-1 sideshows still touring the country today. And so you got to catch the sideshow. It's under this like old cotton canvas tent, and it's like going back 50 years in time. Next to that, we've got the music stage with music going all day. We've got the alligator encounter. We've got the blacksmiths. We've got the magic stage with magic acts going off every hour on the hour. We wrap up there every night with a performance from Elvis. People don't think he's dead, but yeah, he's still here. You know, he's in Imlay City.
He comes back just for this fair.
Just for this fair, yep. And of course, all the grandstand acts. You know, tonight we've got the bull riding. Tomorrow night is the monster trucks, the brand new show coming in this year. They're actually going to have a backflip truck out there.
Really?
I have never seen a backflip in a pickup truck in my life. I can't wait for that.
Neither have I. I think I need to stick around just to watch that happen.
Exactly. And then we've got the trailer race, figure eight race, the next Thursday night.
That's always fun.
Always fun. Crowd favorite. Friday night we go into the bump and run, and Saturday we finish it up with a demolition derby. I got to tell you, probably 3 months ago, we had 42 registered cars for the demolition derby already. It's going to be probably the biggest demolition derby we've put on in the last 10 years here. It's going to be a great week of entertainment here. And, of course, we're a pay-one-price fair, so once you come in, you pay your one gate fee. Everything is included in the fair. You know, what we like to say is, unless you want to eat a corn dog or win a teddy bear, everything else is included.
Rides and everything else.
Rides and everything.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
You could ride till you're green in the face out there.
That wouldn't take me very long. The kids would be able to take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah. The kids love it. They just keep going and going and going. You leave the fair, the kids are going to sleep well that night. Oh, I guarantee it.
Oh, without a doubt.
Guaranteed.
Very cool. Ian, as always, it's a pleasure. I know you're running around like a madman right now, trying to, you know, putting out fires and whatnot, but I'm glad we could get you down here for a moment at least to tell everybody all the fun stuff they can join. Now, you said there was live music going on all week, too.
All week long. We've got a music stage. We've got performers on there all day. I think they wrap up there at 9 o'clock.
Do you happen to know who's playing?
Who's tonight? 529 is Sweet Willie T.
Ooh.
You know Sweet Willie?
I do know Sweet Willie T. Yeah. I've had him in a past Radio Life. We had him in studio. He's a fine blues player, singer, songwriter.
One of my favorites. I always have to go sit and watch Sweet Willie every year. He's just great.
One of the best in the biz.
But that's that's just kind of indicative. When you want to sit down, you want to take it easy. There's some tables in front of Sweet Willie with some umbrellas. You can eat your lunch. You can have a great time, and then go out and hit it hard again on the midway.
There you go.
Very cool. Thank you for stopping by and chatting with us for a few. We'll let you get on your merry way and do all the hard work of making this thing run as smoothly as it does. Thank you for your time, my friend.
Hey, thank you guys for coming out. We always appreciate Solid State Radio coming out, and it's a tradition every year. Have a great time, guys.
Always do. Let's hit a break. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Keno.
Six pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Hey, Mom and Dad, do you have kids at home this summer that love musical theater and need someplace to go? Stone's Throw Theater has a musical theater camp just for you. It is a three-week-long summer camp taking place July 10th through July 29th, Monday through Friday. If you want more information, visit us at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or call us at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done. And that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters. Still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Garbage at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. We are broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City, Michigan. Just having a great old time out here. And Adam, I'm not sure if you've heard the news yet, but it looks like we won. We won our ongoing war against a certain battle, the bands in Lapeer.
Oh, I don't know if it was really a war because we didn't even really make our
We did a whole segment about about it.
We just never told them, I guess. But yeah, Lapeer Days, they had this idea.
We're gonna make bands pay $100 to play a 3-song set for a battle of the bands or whatever.
And lo and behold, who saw this coming? But
it's been canceled.
It's been canceled. Lack of interest.
I'm shocked. You mean there weren't a bunch of bands that were wanting to shell out $100 a piece to compete in a gig that they probably weren't very likely to win a prize for?
Yeah, I think the two main prizes were they were going to play another set on the main stage on a Sunday afternoon.
That they also wouldn't be paid for.
Which they, no, the winner would be paid the money, and which would be, if there was 10 bands, it'd be $1,000, you know,
right,
something like that. But I think only one band showed up, and it was Donny Boy's band. we're not going to give the name of the band out on the air, but we know who they are.
Yeah, I'm not at all, I'm not disappointed in this in the slightest. Because, I've said this, and this is somebody who's been on every conceivable side of the music angle, as have you. We have booked shows with bands. We've played in many, in bands over the years.
Yes.
And in my case, I've also done booking for an actual music venue.
Yes.
And my opinion is, having done all of that, and this is, if anything, been more solidified over the years, is that any gig where you're asked to put up your own money to pay to play a show is BS, and you should never do it.
I don't like battle the bands anyway, because they're so subjective. They're so subjective. How can you decide which band is? Because there's a lot of times I'll like a band completely different than the one that wins. And typically, these battle the band situations, it's always the last band that wins. You notice that?
Yeah, it's always the last band. It's whoever's there when they do the applause or whatever.
Yeah.
Every time, that seems to be how it works.
So
and
I'm not a big fan of the battle of the bands. And then to make them pay
to enter the battle of the bands, pay $100 at that.
Now, I have the greatest amount of respect for the Lapeer Area Chamber of Commerce. They put in a lot of work, not just with the music side of Lapeer Days, but everything that comes involved. We talked to Ian Kempf about planning this current event because we're currently broadcasting from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City. They don't start planning this like a couple weeks beforehand. The Lapeer Area Chamber of Commerce, they start booking Lapeer Days planning in February when we're not even thinking, when there's snow on the ground, there's ice on the ground, nobody's thinking festivals, they're thinking festivals. So they're putting a lot of work. Nina Payne was in our studio talking about how much work goes into this. For them to have an idea that would pretty much have taken up all of Friday and Saturday is frustrating. It's cheap. I'm just saying that out there. I think it's cheap. I think it's a money grab. You could book bands without even really, if there's some bands I wanted to play for free, believe me, you get what you pay for, but there's going to be bands out there. But to charge bands.
That's insane to me. The fact that they ever thought that was a good idea is absolutely nutty to me. And I can't in good conscience support that sort of thing. Like,
they need us involved in this plan. And
they don't realize how much they need Solid State Radio's involvement.
Solid State Radio. I mean, if anything else, talk to one sponsor. Say, we'll have the whole event sponsored by anybody, just anybody, and have that business pony up $500. It's a $500 kitty for the winner, and then you go for that if you still want to do the battle of the bands. But to make the bands pay, that's insulting. It's it's terrible.
It absolutely is, and I'm glad that the reception to this in general was about as bad as our reception to it, and as bad as I expected it to be, honestly.
I'm actually very shocked that a lot of people didn't take to the comment sections of these posts and call them out on this complete BS of an idea of paying to play a battle of the bands.
Yeah, no. And that, again, our lesson, if we can impart anything to the musicians of the world, don't ever agree to take on a gig where you have to pay to play. Ever.
No.
It's always a bad idea. You're always going to end up being hosed on it. Like, it's like those promoters and things that, like, expect you to sell tickets to a show to get on it, and then you don't actually still get paid. Like,
we played, when I was in St. Pauli, we played Harpo's at one of these gigs, and they're like, yeah, we'll get together. And they're like, well, you got to sell tickets. I'm like, well, they made it sound like sell tickets if you can. It's all right. I didn't even go get the tickets because I would have had to go to Lapeer, to Detroit to get tickets. So we didn't even pick up tickets, but we just showed up anyway. Like, dude, you didn't sell any tickets. I was like, well, you didn't. You said we could try. All right, well, we'll see what we can do. We'll try to get you in if there's time. Well, all the other bands had like a 20-minute set because they were all metal band, Cookie Monster bands.
And oh.
So not only did we not sell any tickets, we headlined.
Wow.
All the bands were pissed.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Then we played at Hamtramck where they're like, okay, every band's got to chip in $50 for the sound guy. Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll get it after we get paid from you guys. Well, you know, a lot of our regulars came in, so we didn't charge them a cover. Like, okay, well, we left the money. It was like total Blues Brothers. We left the money in the truck. We'll be right back. Stiff the sound guy. Sound guy sucked anyway.
Right. We didn't even make us sound good. What gives? What am I paying this guy for?
Where's the sound guy?
Exactly. So I will chalk this up as a win for us and really for the music community in general.
Yes.
Here's the Lemonheads. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Nice to know you, to know you. Incubus at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. We're broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. We're just having a good old time today. Wondering how we're going to... We got to up the ante here because they're over there across the hall from us giving away prizes and doing all those little games and things. I should have brought our cornhole boards out here.
Yeah, well, they've got theirs, and they just put – these kids are putting me to shame. I tried it, and I thought – cornhole is just one of those games where I just think I'm better than I am. And then I try it. And
I know the feeling.
I'm just absolutely horrible, and these kids are just owning it.
Yeah, these kids are just making us look like a couple fools up here. Like, I mean, I'm not terrible at cornhole by any means, but...
I mean, these kids still have their baby teeth. They're like, Kobe!
Right?
Like, from downtown.
Get shown up by a bunch of kindergartners, man. I can't be having this. Can't have that happen.
Yeah, well, I've been toilet trained longer than you. Get out of here. Not much longer, but...
No, there.
I've had a couple drunken nights. I've needed a refresher course. All right, anyway.
So, but it's all right. Don't worry. This week, we'll have some things to give away as we get on into the week, too. I have a feeling we'll be doing a couple rounds of What the Hell is Adam Now?
Yep.
Which is usually just my kind of go-to, like, oh, this seems like an easy enough thing to, because people understand the concept, you know.
And sometimes I help them cheat when you're not looking.
That's fine.
I've already tilted my hand, haven't I? So, big news in the concert world.
Yeah, Arts, Beats, Needs. We finally have the lineup at long last. I was starting to wonder, like, are we going to get this thing before Labor Day? Like, are we going to get the announcement? It came down today, and I only knew about it because a friend of the station, Hard Luck Pete, announced that he's going to be playing.
Hard Luck Pete is playing...
I hope it's not, you know, like a similar festival in Lapeer where you have to, they want you to be family friendly.
If he is, he couldn't play half the songs I like of his.
Yeah, I'd like to know how Where's Your Sister Man is going to go off if he can't swear. that ought to be.
I would be there to heckle him. Those aren't the words, Pete. Show them the back of your guitar, I dare you.
Exactly. But so the national headliners, and of course, if you guys have been listening to this station for more than about, you know, 2 minutes, you know, every year I do on my show Soundcheck, like a whole like breakdown of all of the bands by a day. Like it's a whole week long series now.
Yep.
But as far as the national stuff, Friday your headliners are American Authors and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, which seems an interesting mix.
Joan Jett would be that'd be a lot of fun.
I'd love to go see that show. Like American Authors, so like think
Story of My Life.
Yeah.
Best day of my life or something.
Yeah, best day of my it. They very much like early Imagine Dragons before they went like super electropop.
Yes.
Like similar vein as that. Opening up for Joan Jett. I thought that was an interesting mix.
Yeah, I don't think they picked that. I think the organizers picked that.
No, I'm sure like this is what we could afford on this day, so here you go.
Joan Jett's like American who?
Never heard of him. Next. Then Saturday, and this is the one I'm probably most excited for, Collective Soul and Hailstorm.
That's another different kind of mix because Hailstorm's a little on the heavier side, and Collective Soul, post-grunge kind of post-grunge rock. I love Collective Soul. You've never seen them.
I've never seen them live, no.
They are fantastic. I saw them over at Soaring Eagle with Everclear, and they were fantastic.
I feel like it's a better, a closer fit than American Authors and Joan Jett are together.
Well,
like they're both. It's both rock, like in every sense.
Oh, sure. They were the biggest rock of their time, like rock in the early to mid '90s for Collective Soul,
for sure.
And then the 2000s for Hailstorm? Question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good show. Hailstorm. I mean, I derive a lot of pleasure from them because I saw them do a cover of a Skid Row Slave to the Grind, and they crushed it.
She's got a voice, man,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Powerful voice.
Yep.
Kills it. And then this is where things get interesting. Sunday. Oh, well, okay, Sunday is a bunch of country acts. I've never heard of any of them, and I don't think any of our listeners will have heard of them.
Some of them might, but it'll be like,
Randy Houser and Russell Dickerson. Can you tell me who either of those? Could you pick them out of a police lineup? I couldn't.
I thought that was a used car salesman lot. Come on down to Russell Dickerman.
Come down to Randy Houser's used vehicles. Or apologize to Randy Houser's used vehicles, I suppose.
Yeah, Randy. Then, thanks to our hailstorm.
Then Sunday we have a Prince tribute, which I mean, okay, like I'll at least accept that because it's someone who's not actually currently performing.
Yeah.
Or alive.
Yeah, you can't see Prince anymore, so yeah.
I'll grant you that one. But the headliner for that night, Belle Biv DeVoe.
All right, Poison.
I'm kind of intrigued. I'm not going because I've got literally anything else to do.
If I happen to be walking by, and you know, I might stop and peek in, but you know, it's not like I'm gonna be, you know, oh, I gotta get front row for Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah,
wonder if the rest of the New Edition are gonna show up.
Right, exactly. I'm
Candy
looking at the. There are some bands that you're going to be rather familiar with that are playing the rock stage this year, though.
Oh, yeah? Do tell.
So, I know there's bands you play on your show, Sessions. The Ruiners, Stone,
yes.
And Stone Clover are playing on Friday.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
Stone Clover's on at 8:30. If we leave as soon as Sessions is off the air, we could probably make it in time.
But that's not the same night as Collective Soul and Hailstorm.
No, it's not, but I don't care. It's Stone Clover.
Okay, all right.
Get drunk and or awesome. Sunday, Forge the Sun, Edison Hollow, and Tino G's Dumpster Machine, Tino G from the Howlin' Diablos.
You have got to be kidding me. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's all going
down
Saturday.
Forge
yeah.
the Sun, that'd be a great lineup right there.
Right. Three bands that you've played stuff from on your show at
yes.
that.
Yes.
And the same night as Collective Soul and Hailstorm. I think Saturday we're playing hooky, man.
Saturday.
Well, I mean, we're probably going to be doing all sessions all weekend
anyway.
It's
Labor Day weekend, so we're not going to be in studio yet.
Right, yeah. I believe the plan is we're doing the sessions marathon again.
I'm on board.
I had a feeling I had a feeling you'd be okay with us doing all sessions all week. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right. I'm taking over this radio station, baby. Then Sunday, Slowfoot's playing at like 4:45.
Ooh,
and
I like Slowfoot.
And Frame 42 at 9:45. Our
hey,
guest this Friday on sessions.
I was going to say, that sounds familiar.
All right, then on Monday, the Devil Elvis Show. I feel like you've played stuff from them.
No, but
it sounds familiar
anyway. The guitar player, Kyle Kipp, he has been...
Oh, yeah, from Sin Embargo.
Yes, Sin Embargo.
Gruesome Twosome.
And Black Jake and the Carnies.
That's right. I always forget he's with that band.
Yep.
And then the Reefermen are closing out the night. They're they're also really good. I think I've only got like one or two originals that I have actually recordings of that I use on soundcheck when around this time of the year. Right. The Wonders, and spelled like the band and that thing you do.
Oh, really?
I'm kind of intrigued.
The Oneaters?
Yes. Like, okay, that's pretty damn awesome.
So if they don't
and if they don't do that thing you do, then I'm really going to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's going to be a ripoff.
Exactly. Like, if you're not doing that song and you have that as your band name, are you really doing it right?
No, you're
not at all.
No.
And then, okay, that was the Monday lineup. And then, as we mentioned, well, a couple people that you know from the country stage. Matt Bastardson playing Friday at 3:15.
Woo!
And Hard Luck Pete's on that day at 12:15.
Nice.
Okay, so we might have to leave a little bit early and see those guys, too. It might just have to happen.
I wanted to see Hard Luck Pete's set and how if he's gonna let himself be censored. You can't censor Hard Luck Pete. You can only just grip in and hold on tight.
Yeah, you can't. You can only hope to contain Hard Luck Pete and hope that he doesn't flip the guitar over at the end of the show and then just accept that he's going to do it and there's nothing that we can do to stop
this. I thought with
him,
when he stopped drinking, that he'd calm down. No.
No, not at all. If anything, it's gotten, it's only really just gotten, I don't want to say worse, because I rather enjoy it.
Yeah, he just doesn't slur the F word anymore. You can actually hear it.
You can fully understand every syllable of it.
Hi, Pete.
So a lot of stuff to look forward to that weekend. I think Saturday is going to be the day I go down, but we might have to make multiple. I might have to make multiple trips down there. I'm not sure.
Well, you know that area better than I do. So if you're going, I'm going. I'm going to piggyback off of you.
That's the spirit. Anyway, here's what. Let's have some fun with this. Here's the wonder of that thing you do at South Sea Radio. Your local alternative is South State Radio. That is Fastball. We are broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City, Michigan. Okay, so a little postscript of sorts to the Battle of the Bands thing.
Yeah.
Someone actually dropped your band's name in the comments.
We haven't played in
said that you guys should sign up for sure. Where you at, SPS?
We haven't been playing in 10 years. We're probably a little rusty.
Reunite to pay $100 to play three songs.
I could hear the guys now. I can't say on the radio what they would say, but you know, you get the idea.
Yeah,
the gist is there.
No, absolutely. I imagine there'd be many, many an expletive thrown around at the thought of that.
Because I told them about the idea. It's like, this is what's going on at Lapeer. Because we used to play. We played Lapeer Days probably a good dozen times, and.
Got well compensated for your time.
And well compensated for our times, yeah. I mean, so the idea is like, well, yeah, they're doing Lapeer Days, but they're having you pay.
Yeah.
And they're like, you got to, I'm not going to
say. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Just out of my mind.
I just had to throw that little bit in there.
I don't know if they tagged the band. I couldn't see.
They didn't tag it, but I saw some.
I'll have to get in there.
Put out an official response on behalf of the band, you know.
We are getting back together for a show. We'll talk more about that as the date gets closer. But, yeah, we haven't even been in the same room in over 10 years. We did a...
So we don't even know that you're going to make it to this show.
Oh, no, we will. We will. But it's not going to be until October. We don't even slate to practice until September. So, sorry, can't do it this year.
Sorry, guys.
They'll get some great bands. And if they need bands... I've got bands.
We've got bands for days. We know bands that would show up, you know, in a heartbeat.
And if you want cover bands, we've got those too. So
it's almost like we know a bunch of musicians because we do this for a living.
Yeah,
crazy.
Exactly.
I know. Exactly. So that was just kind of a little postscript there. I wanted to get a little bit into this that dropped today. That apparently your old pal Captain Khaki Pants is getting suspended for the first four games of this season.
Jim Harbaugh should be suspended for about 10-15 minutes, and that's it.
Well, apparently
he's got to miss the opening kickoff, then he can come back.
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of the Michigan faithful are feeling about this.
Yeah.
So a source close to the situation confirmed to the Detroit Free Press on Tuesday that Harbaugh and the NCAA are nearing an agreement that will result in his four-game suspension for the 2023 season as discipline for what have been deemed false statements he made during investigation, a level one violation. Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger was the first to report the suspension. Michigan has sent its request for a negotiated resolution to the committee, which would have had 30 days to accept, reject, or change the penalty upon receipt. So I know, like, for a lot of Michigan fans, like, oh, this wasn't a big deal at all. It's what they refer to as Cheeseburger Gate, because apparently he bought food for some potential recruits or some sort of thing.
During COVID, and there was times that you weren't supposed to contact recruits. You got to follow the rules. I don't care who you are. Jim Harbaugh, no, I don't care if you're Jim Harbaugh. You got to follow the rules.
Right. Like, so basically there were four level two violations cited, included meeting with two recruits during a COVID-19 dead period, texting a recruit outside of an allowable time period, having analysts perform on-field coaching duties during practice, and having coaches watching players work out via Zoom. That's not even the issue here. I could not possibly care less about what he actually did. Like,
to own up to it, that'd have been a whole nother thing. But
it's the fact that he then lied to investigators about it, yeah. And then now he's like, the cover-up is always worse than the crime.
Yep.
Like, have we learned nothing from literally the last 3 years of, in another field here? Like, the cover-up is always worse than the actual crime.
Well, their idea is, it's a gamble. Let's roll the dice. Let's see if I can get away with it. As opposed to taking a couple of level twos. I could got double or nothing.
Right.
And he is so cocky. Jim Harbaugh, as much as I think he's a great coach, and I'm happy for what he's brought to Ann Arbor, but he is cocky, and I truly hope this brings him down a peg.
There's always been this arrogance, and maybe, my opinion is colored because I'm a State fan, but it seems like it's an arrogance that kind of really just permeates the entire program. It's that we can do no wrong. We are better than everyone. We're a higher, morally better operation than anybody else.
That was before Harbaugh showed up, but point taken.
But they still act like that, though. Yeah. Like, we're so much better than these SEC teams that are going down and paying players and everything else. Like, how many level one violations do Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, any of those guys have in their careers? Less than Harbaugh does.
Saban has one, doesn't he?
I don't think he has a level one, no.
Okay, maybe not level one. He got into some recruitment things because, I'm thinking about somebody completely different. I'm thinking of Urban Meyer.
And I don't even think Urban Meyer has a level one, like, because there was the issue, there were two issues with Meyer. There was some recruiting stuff, and then his assistant coach manhandling his wife or some such garbage.
Yeah, something like that. And knew about it, didn't do anything about it.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The first four games of the season, that could really hurt because, you want to start off strong. You don't want to go into, 0-4.
No. But here's the thing. And this is why I believe that they were okay with being suspended for their first four games. Have you seen Michigan's schedule?
I haven't seen this year's schedule, but I've seen the past year's schedules, and it's ignorant. It's ignorant, and the cupcake schedule where you don't have any real challenges until like the end of October.
Let me break this down for you, Harahot.
Okay.
They're playing East Carolina. Okay. I didn't know there was an East Carolina. I didn't know they existed. Oh, UNLV. Yeah, yeah. Who has not really ever had a particularly great program. They
right.
certainly currently don't. They're a team that should absolutely be a gimme of a game for U of M. Bowling Green, a MAC school.
Bowling Green.
Correct.
Okay.
And Rutgers, a team that's lucky to win two games in any given season. They're like the joke of the Big Ten, really. Like, none of us know exactly why they're even in this, other than they somehow it claims the New York City media market, even though nobody there gives a damn about Rutgers.
So, okay, well then you know what they're doing. They're setting themselves up for four Appalachian states.
You'd like to think that. I'd like to think
that.
No, anyway.
I don't want to think that.
I'd love to think that because I'm a State fan, so I want to watch you guys stumble.
I want to see them win, but I mean, I also don't want. I don't know.
I would laugh so hard if they actually ended up losing that slate of games.
Even if they come
any
out
of them
3-0 and then lose to Rutgers.
If you lose to Rutgers, you might as well shut the program down, man. Like, there's no coming back from that. They finished 4-8 last year. They haven't finished, let's see, when is the last time that team has had a winning record? Dare I ask? Going all the way back. Okay, they apparently had a winning record their first season in the Big Ten, and that was in 2014. They haven't won, had a winning record since then. That's how long it's been. You're talking over a decade.
Are they like the Scarlet Pimpernels or something like that?
Scarlet Knights, actually.
Oh, Scarlet Knights.
You're
okay.
Close.
Yeah,
I'll give
Scarlet,
you that.
Right? Yeah, okay.
That all day long. UNLV, they play in a conference that I don't even know if I've heard of. what conference are they? Oh, are they in the Mountain West? I think they're currently in the Mountain West. And then last year, they finished 5-7. They actually managed to go 0-4 during the COVID year. They won two games the season after that. That team hasn't had a winning record since all 2013. So you've got two teams that haven't had a winning season in a decade and play in garbage conferences where they don't typically even have that much to compete against.
So here's what you do if you're the NCAA. You say, okay, yeah, okay, we're gonna knock it down to two games. Okay, Captain Kakupanich, you cool with that? But it's gonna be the last two games of the season.
Oh, could you imagine? God,
you would just
you can't coach the Ohio State game. That would be so great.
The slapping of foreheads in Ann Arbor would register on the Richter scale.
It would be hilarious. Yeah. I mean, for me anyway, for Michigan fans would be apoptic, but.
Yeah, that'd be a rough one.
It'd be a fun time for me. Just sit back and watch while my team finishes like 4-8 on the year.
Yeah, by that time you've already cashed out. It's like, and the Wolverines take the field, and we're finding out that Jim Harbaugh hung himself in the shower.
Oh, you just can't win for losing over there in Ann Arbor. I mean, realistically the consequences have been fairly nil, but. If you would have just acknowledged from the beginning, you know what, we done wrong, we're sorry, like, we're throwing ourselves in the mercy of the NCAA, maybe you don't end up with all this trouble. You probably don't even get suspended, but...
Well, I wonder, how much do you think is all him, or do you think maybe there's a little bit from the AD saying, yeah, you know, just do a little cover-up, let's roll the dice. You're Jim Harbaugh, they're not going to suspend you.
Well, I mean, Ward Manuel might very well have said that, because... I don't feel like he has that much power in East Lansing, in Ann Arbor.
He doesn't have any power in East Lansing.
No, but I feel like Ward Manuel doesn't really have that much power here. Like, it's Harbaugh basically calls the shots at that.
Yeah,
at school.
Yeah.
Like, the AD doesn't really get that much of a say. Like, whatever you say, Harbaugh, whatever you want, we'll do it.
There you go.
You kind of get that feeling a little bit. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio, live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Stick around.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Keno.
Six pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Jack Daniels!
It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City as well. We're getting set to wrap this thing up for the afternoon.
The temperature dipped down a lot. This feels good.
A little bit. Like, we're getting more of a breeze in here than we were, which is also kind of nice.
Right, yep.
It's definitely cooled down a lot, which, thank God, because I don't know if I was going to...
My arms were sticking to the table.
Right? Like, I'm just literally sitting here and just getting just all hot and just sweating like crazy by not even doing anything. Just can't win for...
Gonna need some gold bun when I get home.
Right? I feel that in my soul, man. So as we get set to get, do we want to get into the Tigers today or we want to wait? No, we can wait till tomorrow on that because we are getting close to the trade deadline and, you know, things are happening there. We'll get into that probably.
My mom was at the game on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
When they got shellacked by the Padres.
Oh, my God.
It was still a good time.
Well, at least you were having a good time. I'm sure. Well, I mean,
San Diego's having a blast.
San Diego's probably having a blast. And if you were, if you pre-gamed appropriately before, I imagine you probably had a pretty good time as well.
Yes.
Which that's honestly how I enjoy most of my baseball games these days, especially when the Tigers are as bad as they've been.
Yeah. You need something to kill the pain.
You really do. I mean, honestly, it's rough.
I mean, I talked a little bit about it on Sessions on Saturday. You've got the Wings and the Lions on the upswing, and then you've got the Tigers just kind of bobbing up and down in the water. They're not underwater, but they're just kind of bobbing up and down. They got to get it together.
They do, but I don't think getting it together is going to happen. The question really is now is there's probably five people on your roster that you could legitimately that are a realistic consideration to be traded before the deadline.
Yeah.
So basically Michael Lorenzen, E-Rod, Jason Foley, Alex Lang. I don't remember who the fifth is. Oh, Kerry Carpenter. It's like there's probably five guys that you realistically could trade on that team right now and get some value for and not just end up totally underwater in the thing. And I guess my question, well, we'll explore this in more detail tomorrow, but what's your expectation here? Do you want all those guys gone? Do you think all those guys will be gone? I wouldn't mind holding on to the bullpen guys because I feel like you're not necessarily gonna fetch the return that you want to on them.
No.
Like enough to make it worth like Kerry Carpenter. Like this could all be a fluke. Like it could be another one of those one season guys where he looks really good going into the deadline and then just falls apart down the stretch and just never hits again. Like what we saw, honestly, the first year of Akil Baddoo.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind selling on him while his trade value is actually existent.
Yes.
As far as E-Rod, sell. Absolutely sell. I don't care. You've got enough pitching in the pipeline that if you sell him, if you trade him, because you know he's going to opt out at the end of the year anyway if he keeps pitching the way he does. And if he doesn't keep pitching that way, then you're going to be stuck with him not performing. And there's no guarantee that this will ever happen again out of him. So you sell while the iron's hot on him.
Yes.
And then, honestly, same for Lorenzen. And with him, if you really like him enough, he's a free agent at the end of this season. You can re-sign him. There's nothing that says you can't re-sign a guy in the next offseason after you trade him at the deadline. And honestly, Lorenzen's a guy I probably would do that with. You know, sell him to a contender that wants him down the stretch of a playoff run. Then when they inevitably move on from him, then you bring him back to Detroit. We've done that a couple times with guys. We did it with Thomas Vanek how many times with the Wings?
About three or four times. Todd Gill, he wore a path in the carpet in Mike Ilitch's office.
We really did. So, like, I wouldn't even be disappointed if that's the route they ultimately choose to go with him. Like, I want for sure those two pitchers traded before the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, keep around because Foley and Lang are young and cost-controlled for a while yet. You keep them around, and maybe when you're actually ready to contend in the AL Comedy Central next year, maybe then that's when you start to look at, okay, now we've actually got these guys and we have a solid back end of the bullpen, and now we're actually ready to contend, and we have these cats here for the long term. At least that's my thought on the whole thing.
Yeah.
We got to go, though. Stick around. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.